It's Friday, February 10th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cybersecurity concerns escalate as phishing attempts and ransomware attacks and negligent backup practices soar. Gartner offers seven fundamental rules to articulate the business value of IT and adapting to the work-from-home era. This is the Business of Tech. So, time for a security roundup. N-able's analysis of its 2022 Mail Assure data compared to 2021 showed an increase in phishing attempts over the prior year. That's based on over 28 billion emails blocked by the cloud-based email security solution. Specifically, phishing attempts against businesses increased from 776 million to 913 million, an 18% increase year over year. Moreover, there were 5 million more attempts by hackers to install viruses on MSP customer servers. And according to a study by website security company SanSec, roughly 12% of online stores forget their backups in public folders due to human error or negligence. The study examined 2,037 stores of various sizes and found that 250 or 12.3%, exposed ZIP, SQL, and TAR archives on public web folders that can be freely accessed without requiring authentication. CISA and the FBI issued a joint advisory about the ESXi ARGS ransomware campaign, which targets unpatched and out-of-service or out-of-date versions of VMware ESXi. According to CISA, 3,800 VMware ESXi servers have been compromised globally, potentially leaving VMs running from the ESXi server unusable. They've also released a script to help with recovery. And while I'm thinking about federal responses, I wanted to cite a Washington Post analysis of this week's State of the Union address, which notes the omission of cybersecurity in the speech. However, related issues of privacy, health and safety, and social media did make the speech. I've included a link to the analysis. Now, why do we care? It's easy to focus on what was left out of the State of the Union. I'm not sure this is a big messaging problem to worry about, and instead I'll look more at the actions. There have been plenty, and I'm much more interested in CISA and FBI moves than if it makes it into the president's speech. Let's focus on what moves the needle. A Gartner piece that is worthy of some attention. Gartner recommends seven fundamental rules to articulate the business value of IT. Let's take a look. Rule one, value is determined by the stakeholder or consumer, not the provider and producer. Rule two, not all outcomes are equally valued. Rule three, build two value narratives, run and change. Rule four, measure IT's impact on stakeholders' objectives, not IT effort expended. Rule five, align IT costs to the business services they enable. Rule six, communicate IT value in the language of the stakeholder. And rule seven, those funding IT must understand the value and impact of IT on stakeholder objectives. I'll highlight this from the article in CIO Dive as it relates to rule one. It's stakeholders, not IT, that determine what is valuable. Without insight into business priorities, IT is likely to remain focused on the delivery of technologies and platforms rather than business objectives, benefits, or outcomes. Why do we care? It's as if focusing on what the customer wants from a business perspective is the optimal way to approach it. Funny about that. Snark aside, these are solid recommendations, and I wanted to reinforce this one for listeners. I'm going to send you into the weekend with a Vice article about a used chair sales company. You heard that right, used chairs. Swivel Office Solutions, based in a nondescript warehouse an hour east of Manhattan, pivoted from sales of used office furniture for use in new office installations to buying up office equipment from companies closing their offices and then selling those items to individuals who are building work-from-home setups. Want a multi-$1,000 standing desk? $600. $1,000 Aeron chairs? $500 or less. Here's the key quote. Traditionally, liquidating an office doesn't come cheap, sometimes costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. But many companies had valuable desks and chairs. Where there was nice furniture, Swivel Office Solutions was willing to swoop in and offer to handle it for a fraction of what a moving company would charge, because they were willing to take on the risk involved in storing the nicest furniture and then finding buyers themselves. Why do we care? This is an excellent example of second-order effects being taken advantage of. I've talked about work from home and the impact on office space. The immediate effect is the changes to the companies themselves. But what about their vendors, the ecosystems around them of other companies that do business with them? I like this example because of its simplicity. That's why we care. Anticipating the changes based on new market conditions. A lot less moaning, a lot more pivoting. It's the big thought for the weekend. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less every day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today, International Day of Women and Girls in Science. This is a field of focus for all of us. Let's do a little something today to make it better. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I'll be back again on Tuesday with more news. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.